So I am Kathy Bossert, interviewer for the Burnaby Mountain Oral History Project. Today is September 28th, 2015. I am interviewing John Kirbyson at his son's home in the city of Langley. John, to begin with, I just wanted to ask some questions about your experience growing up. You were born in Vancouver, your parents eventually settling in Burnaby in 1969 when you were 15 and entering grade 10. I should ask, what did your parents do for a living?
Well, my dad was a salesman for a company. It was Magnavox company, so it was electronics that he was selling, which was part of the larger company of Philips. But anyway, the brand name was Magnavox, and he was a regional distributor for the company for the sort of western area of Canada.
Oh, okay.
And they moved him to different cities to kind of establish this new product line and make new, I guess, sales connections. And they moved us kind of throughout western Canada.
Yes, you said that you spent some of your childhood in Calgary and Winnipeg, and these are all big cities, so I was wondering how the out-of-doors might have played a part in your growing up.
Yeah, good question. I always felt connected to the outdoors. I don't know why, I just naturally gravitated towards being outdoors. I can remember as a young boy in Calgary spending all our time outdoors, and it was certainly mom and dad's message, get outside and play, come home at dinner time. So we were always encouraged to be outside. When I really noticed it was when we moved from Calgary to Burnaby, and the environment around Burnaby was so stimulating for me, these big forests, rivers, and lakes nearby. That's what really caught my attention and got my interest in.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Yes, your family moved to a house on Hunter Street in 1959, which is just north of Burnaby Lake.
Yes.
And it's
right.
In the old Lozelles district.
That's right. Lozelles, just off Piper Street. That's correct. Yes.
Could you tell me about what your neighborhood was like then and what you especially liked about living there?
Well, it was a quiet neighborhood. You know, it was a residential community. It was a friendly area. I guess for me, it was very close to Burnaby Lake, and there were some streams that ran by there. So I spent a lot of time at Burnaby Lake. I found it very appealing there to be able to go canoeing and on the lake and walk the trails. And we also had the city's nursery right behind our house. So part of their parks department. And I'd always see these vehicles coming and going and see these plants growing in there. And I always was kind of intrigued by what was happening there. And eventually, of course, I came to have the opportunity to work in there. So for whatever reason, maybe there was an influence that kind of drew me to that location.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. What did Burnaby Mountain mean to you and your parents when you first moved to Burnaby? Was it a place that you would visit or use for recreation?
I don't think initially. I guess it was an extra distance, Burnaby Mountain, from our house that Burnaby Lake was. So initially, not drawn there. I mean, we knew it existed. We knew there was a university there, and that was appealing to me, even as a young person, to know there was a university nearby. But it probably wasn't until I was maybe a few years older, actually had my own car so I could get there, that we started visiting Burnaby Mountain and hiking the trails in that area. And then also Barnett Beach, so the ocean side of Burnaby Mountain on the other side as well, too.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, in 1973, you began your bachelor's degree at Simon Fraser University, majoring in physical geography. I wonder if you could tell me why you chose to go to SFU and what sparked your interest in going into physical geography.
Well, SFU was close by, and so that was probably the simple reason. It was accessible from home. I didn't have to move away from home. I got to come home every day to my own bedroom and a home-cooked meal, so lots of family support. I had initially considered the teaching area, going into teaching, but then changed it to more of the sciences, I guess because just of my interest in outdoors. And so I explored courses in biology and geography and just carried on with that interest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did SFU meet your expectations?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There was great professors there. Mm-hmm. We had professors that would take us out, for example, Dr. Crampton in geology took us out and we explored the geology of Burnaby Mountain. And we had another professor of plant ecology, and we spent a lot of time studying the plants on Burnaby Mountain and plant ecosystems. So, yeah, I think there were great instructors, great courses. They were an inspiration, really. And I think after my degree, I had the opportunity to work at the university as kind of a lab assistant for some of these instructors, and had summer jobs with them doing research on Middle Natch Island, so out of Campbell River for a couple of summers as well, too. So, yeah, it was both an education and early experience, work experiences,
yes,
too. Yeah, so it made it good.
In fact, what did you anticipate doing after you graduated?
Well, initially, I thought it would be more consulting role in environmental management, resource management, sort of biology type of work. That was harder to get work in that field. So after doing that for about a year or so, we moved back to Burnaby and got on full-time with a job in Burnaby Parks Department at that time.
Right.
Yeah, so that started me on the Burnaby career.
Yes. I you were saying that Burnaby Mountain was fairly inaccessible when you were growing up. So what was there about attending the university that changed your impression of Burnaby Mountain?
Well, Burnaby Mountain, it did offer a lot of hiking trails, and I guess that's, besides going to the university then, as a young person, we would go hiking on Burnaby Mountain.
Oh, who would we be?
Me and my wife, Linda. So we would spend a lot of time hiking the trails as well, too. Easily accessible, lots of trails, great view. So we just came to know the mountain through that way as well, too.
Right. So had you and Linda married then while you were at school?
Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah, I was still in university when we got married. I think it was, about third year into the degree when we got married. 1976. Uh-huh. So a few years, yes.
Yes, you've told me that you began working for the city of Burnaby while attending university. Could you tell me about the kinds of work you did and how that might have affected your later choices?
Well, Burnaby was a very good employer to me. They're very, very helpful. So I started working for Burnaby just after grade 12. I graduated from Burnaby Central High School, which was next door to Burnaby City Hall. So after graduating from grade 12, I walked across the street and filled out an application for summer work, and I was hired on. And I worked for Burnaby for a year full-time in various jobs before I went back to university, or before I went started university. And then I worked for Burnaby every summer. So the summer semester I would take off from university, work for Burnaby in various positions. I think I was a garbage man and a laborer in water department and sewer department, and I worked in the city's paint shop. And I worked for City Parks Department as well, too. So a variety of job experiences with the city.
Were you working in the city's nursery by then?
In the last year I was, yes. So working inside the nursery building that used to be next door to where we lived, although I didn't live there anymore because we had married and moved out. But working back at that nursery on Piper Street. And then in the winter months when I was back at school, Burnaby would still keep me on in a role as a watchman dispatcher on the weekends. So they really helped me pay my way through university.
Yes.
They were good employers. Yeah.